Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, those of you guys who are still left as an audience. I love you all. It is Monday. The date happens to be April 11th. Some very interesting news going on. We're going to skip the Ukraine today. There really isn't much information out about it right now, other than it just continues to be an absolute hellhole for the Ukrainians. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on with, number one, voter fraud. Clarence Thomas's wife, who is a Republican, a conservative activist, happens to feel that the voter fraud is a fact. I can post the article where she states that and where Clarence Thomas agrees with it. And there is now talk about removing Clarence Thomas from the board of the Supreme Court justices because of this. Boy, that's really demographic, isn't it? Jimmy, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that people on the progressive left and activists, including, some influential media figures, are attempting to shape the narrative,
right,
and continue these arguments that, to protect basically the cover-up of election fraud in January 6th, or actually in November 2020. There's more and more information that's coming out on it, and I think that everybody should be taking a good look at it. I think as the left attempts to do these types of smears, take away Clarence Thomas from the board, actually a big push by leftist journalists and activists to force Merrick Garland to either resign or prosecute Donald Trump because of the, quote, insurgency or the attempt to undermine democracy. I think it's an incredibly failed policy. Let me throw one thing in here. I could not hear you. What'd you say?
Let me just throw in one thing here, and that is some of the people who were accused of being insurgents back in, January 5th, they were found to be not guilty.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. There's been a few people that have been come out and judges released them because there was lack of evidence.
Right.
The angle of conspiracy is being very hard for the Justice Department to get. And of course, one of the bigger issues that really was shaping the politics was this idea of a Michigan group attempting to kidnap Whitmer, Governor Whitmer.
Yeah.
And they actually, three of them were acquitted and one of them had a hung jury. So that was a huge embarrassment and failure for both the Department of Justice.
Yep.
And as we have talked on this show, really, really bad FBI agents. And in fact, one of them was removed because of beating his wife. The guy that actually had coordinated a lot of this. It shows a level of corruption and insidiousness in the Department of Justice right now and with law enforcement, federal law enforcement agencies being politicized that really is unacceptable.
Right. Now, Jimmy, you mentioned that, among other things, the news was starting to tighten around the Democratic Biden family. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so there's more and more information coming out. You have a grand jury that's asking questions in Delaware. The Delaware District Federal Attorney has been investigating actually for quite a few years now. A lot of this information that's been proven to be accurate by both witnesses and evidence found on Hunter Biden's laptop and other coordinated efforts and other areas have shown a significant amount of money flowing into Hunter Biden from basically communist apparatchiks and intelligence officers, and some of that money going directly to Joe Biden. And now the evidence is quite clear that that was happening while Joe Biden was vice president, and that he was actually coordinating some of these actions with some of these organizations,
right,
some of these groups in order to expand those markets. And that, I think, is incredibly damaging. It's going to be pretty hard to continue to cover up unless we just have a complete breakdown in all our justice system.
Let me ask you this. And I don't think it would bother the Democrats anyway if we had a complete breakdown in the justice system that resulted in a fair amount of partisanship on their part. But I have to say that we're at a very, very dangerous point in American history right now, Jim.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I think that, you know, really the credibility of the nation has been online in this administration. And I've been telling people in a lot of times that I've been speaking publicly over the last month or two that thank God for Joe Biden. A lot of people, especially conservatives, raised their eyebrows. And my point is that Joe Biden has shown the underbelly of Washington, D.C., corrupt politicians, corrupt family members that benefit from their relationships with those corrupt politicians, and the influence that is bought that undermines the credibility and the future of this nation. And I think it's a really important point in history. The facade is coming off. And I you know, Republicans, who knows if they're going to be able to take advantage of it. I could care less if it's Republican, if it's a Democrat. What matters more than anything else is people that actually believe in integrity, that believe in our Constitution, that stand up against this corruption and hold people accountable that have broken our laws, and that and the laws that are reasonable and benefiting the people, not those that are trying to silence and to crush the people, like the COVID regulations and all these ridiculous things.
Agree 100%. Everything that you and I have talked about has proven to be true, by the way, and I am very, very proud of that. Could not have done it without your significant help, Jimmy, no question about that. What do you want to go into next?
Well, you know, I think what we're facing right now, the politics with the voter fraud issue, I just wanted to go a little more deeper into that, if you don't mind. I think what we're seeing now, so Dinesh D'Souza, who's a very conservative movie producer and activist, had been involved, was basically attacked by the Justice Department under the Obama administration and put in jail, I think, for about 7 or 8 months for overfunding a Senate candidate's in a political sting operation. And, he actually apparently just didn't even know he was breaking the law.
Yeah.
But what he's done is he's produced a new movie. And, you know, and he did a couple on the Clintons, and of course they had some impact. But the new movie that apparently is being worked on is called 2000 Mules. And it's about the True the Vote organization, which has done the forensics on how many people were paid to do ballot harvesting and then grab those ballots and put them into voter boxes around the country that were established because of the COVID regulations in states that technically did not allow that to where that was illegal.
Right.
And with this, what they've done is forensically looked at videos and electronic communications, telephones, and where some of these people actually took pictures of them putting large numbers of ballots into a box in order to get it paid. And they're looking at 501c3 organizations that can't be involved in politics that are actually funding these organizations.
Right.
And a lot of that money came from Mark Zuckerberg through the Citizens for Progress, the election integrity, quote, election integrity organization that basically flipped the election in five key counties in the country.
Right.
That information is beginning to come out. And of course, we know that some Republicans actually did nothing to investigate it because they were angry. They didn't want to support Trump and they didn't want to rock the boat. And the unfortunate truth is that if without integrity in our election system and actually people coming to terms with it, our system, it collapses. And that is what your point earlier with the Democrats about the justice system. There is a certain level of desire on some people's actions in order for that to happen, to actually undermine our entire system so that they can maintain and keep power. And rake in, you know, billions and millions and billions of dollars. It's a sad moment in our history, and we need to get to the bottom of it. I'm glad there are people that are working really hard to do it. The question is, will people be able to overcome the media, the corruption in D.C., and the lies? Yeah. I get the sense that Americans are fed up with what's happening. Again, thank God to Joe Biden, because the level of incompetence is so high.
Yeah.
People just don't trust our government.
Don't I agree 100%. I want to ask you guys out there, you bloggers, a favor. I have an ongoing discussion about what's going on in Hungary with some people. And what I would like to know from all of the research that I have found shows that there is very, very little, aside from perhaps just a skosh, a very small amount of animosity / anger, negative actions towards the Jews in Hungary. That does not seem to be the case. Some of you guys are very, very skookum when it comes to knowing what this, knowing about the truth of information. Could you please look into that issue for me? I would certainly appreciate it. And I will be on the blog today. I'm having a pretty hard time right now. And if you guys can't, if you can't put up with me, I'm sorry. It's all I can say. I will continue to, Jimmy and I will continue to provide you with a source for it to vent your frustrations. But if you could help me out on the Jewish question in Hungary right now, I would very much appreciate it. Jim, you got the final word, bud.
Hey, just everybody, I think we got to hold tight through the spring and
yeah.
Be patient, but let's see what happens. See if we can actually turn things around. And a lot of people I know are afraid that it just will never happen, but you can't give up on America. You can't give up on the potential for freedom and the potential for progressives and for people to silence those that disagree. And we just got to keep fighting for it. We just got to keep fighting for freedom.
I agree 1,000%. Thank you very much, Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, please grant me the request that I gave. Thanks. Do a little bit of research. I'd be curious what you came up with.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.